Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from ESPN.com. It's a match report between Napoli versus Liverpool. Napoli 4, Liverpool 1. Napoli shocked Liverpool with dominant 4-1 win in Champions League Group A. Liverpool were rocked by a dominant Napoli as the Premier League side fell to a 4-1 defeat in the Champions League group stage on Tuesday. The 2021-22 Champions League runners-up have struggled to maintain their usual commanding form in domestic football this season, and their struggles continued in Naples. They found themselves 3-0 down by halftime, and Luis Diaz's 49th-minute goal was a mere consolation on a torrid night for Jurgen Klopp's side. It is really tough to take. It's not that difficult to explain when you watched the game. Okay, first of all, Napoli played a really good game. We didn't. That is the first explanation for the defeat, Klopp said. The slow starting Liverpool fell behind just 5 minutes in. Napoli were awarded a penalty after Matteo Politano's shot hit the hand of James Milner. Piotr Zielinski converted to give the host an early lead, and Luciano Spalletti's side should have doubled their lead 30 minutes later. After a VAR check, Virgil van Dijk was adjudged to have brought down Victor Osimhen illegally in the box, and the Serie A side had another spot kick. Bizarrely, goal scorer Zielinski was not recalled to take the penalty, and Osimhen saw his effort from 12 yards saved by Alisson. Napoli's frantic tempo and claustrophobic pressing was causing a host of issues for Jurgen Klopp's side, and the Italian team came agonizingly close to putting daylight between themselves and Liverpool when Osimhen pinched the ball from Joe Gomez and squared to Chicha Kvaratskhelia, whose effort was cleared off the line by Van Dijk. But Napoli weren't to be denied their second for long. Liverpool's defense was sliced open by Zielinski's probing pass, and Andre Frank Zambo Anguissa squeezed a shot past Alisson at the near post 31 minutes in. Thank you.